You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's not what we get that makes us happy, it's who we become. How we live our life, who we are as a person. People can take away all the things, but who you become, no one can take away. And the problem is most of us are trying to be something we're not. And it isn't so much about change, about changing yourself. The change happens when you be yourself. Success without fulfillment is failure. If you want to know what's really you, where you're going to be alive is when it's really you. What takes guts is to put yourself on the line. What takes guts is to say, I'm going to make this work. What takes guts is to say, I'm going to believe, knowing I could be disappointed or devastated.
Perception is in your head. So how you perceive yourself determines the direction that you go. If you're defeated, if you're a woe is me personality, you'll treat your body accordingly. If you are a no matter what, I'm gonna make this happen, right? If you're the type of personality or you can will yourself towards your great, if you have those tangibles within you, you'll be great.
I can tell you without a doubt that if you're analyzing your life right now within some disturbing emotion, that 100% of the time you're going to make your brain worse. You can't think greater than how you feel. That means then you were thinking in the past because those emotions are a record, a residue of the past.
But it's accepting and loving yourself as you are, but not accepting and loving the destination you're at. All comparison is a formula for misery. All comparison. And what often we do is, one of the most insidious forms of comparison is comparison to our former self.
When someone loves themselves, when someone really believes that despite my flaws, despite my shortcomings, my looks, my income, I like me. I love me. When you love yourself, you treat yourself as such. To be in that place as a human being, to love yourself enough to say, you know what? I understand my value. And because I understand my value, I'm gonna treat myself in every area of my life the best way I can. Be the best version of me. I may slip here and there, but my love is stronger than my hate. My love is stronger than my weakness. My love is stronger than my doubt. If your love is the epitome of you, then you'll always win in life.
People are spending the majority of their life waiting for something out there to take away their emptiness or pain or the resentment in here. Well, they're waiting their whole life in separation or lack, then, and we create reality, then the lack is driving certain thoughts, which is creating more separation, more lack. Let's stop telling the story of your past and let's start telling the story of your future. And people who aren't defined by a vision of the future, for the most part, are left with memories of the past. And your brain is a record of the past. It's an artifact of everything you've learned and experienced in this moment. So most people wake up in the morning and they start thinking about their problems. Yeah. And those problems are memories that are tattooed in the brain that are associated with certain people and things at certain times and places. So the moment the person wakes up clean.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
They start thinking about the problems they're thinking in the past. If you believe your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, well, there's a possibility that your past is going to be your future.
I think you get a charge out of that. Rah, that relentless, nothing's going to stop me. You know what I mean? When you use that power, that's just as beautiful as the smile. I do it because it's a daily thing, right? Every single day, I get up thinking, all right, how are you going to make today better? What is it about today that you're going to work on that you gave a little bit of time to yesterday? Some people dwell on their failures and some people allow it to own them or their shortcomings or their weaknesses. I look at it as a way to challenge myself.
All misery is a comparison. And we may not realize it. We're not really that upset with where we are. What we are is, what happens is, we compare it to where we think we should be, and that very comparison is what brings us misery. We're happy to be breathing. We're happy to be alive. We're happy we woke up. It's the immediate comparison to what could be, used to be, should be, or somebody else's be, does, that brings us the sadness, the angst, the anxiety, the worry, the frustration. Is always comparison.
Because most people use their imagination, they use it the wrong way. They imagine what won't work. They imagine something bad happening. See yourself where you want to be. You got to live there. Well, when you reach a goal, you're going to act like you're already there. It's already happened intellectually the second you think about it. It's already happened emotionally when you're emotionally involved with it. So it's only a period of time until it manifests in physical form.
End to do well. I intend to make a difference. And long term, there is a power to our intentions. Eventually, if you put those intentions into the universe, something positive comes back to you eventually. I intend to do well. I don't always do well. I make mistakes, but my intentions are really good. Too many of us aren't giving ourselves credit for our good intention. Give yourself a little bit more credit for how good you are. I mean, not good in your ability. We're good at how special. That's a long leap to think we're special. But are you a good person? Do you intend to do good? Do you have a kindness in your heart? Do you want to serve other people? Because if you do, you want to feel really damn good about yourself.
Why are you limiting yourself because of what people might think? We hold so much weight on others' opinions that it becomes our opinion, which is crazy to me. Everyone in this world wants to be better than where they are right now. What's stopping you? Oh, I know. You. We create so many excuses to pursuing the best version of ourselves. It's not just words. It's actions put into words, put into motion, and that becomes reality. A lot of people talk. A lot of people don't do. The ones that talk and do, they're the cultivators. Great takes a level of discipline that is distraction-free.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.